Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Out to the postseason. Nick Saban out of the Iron Bowl. Clemson-Pittsburgh moved from ABC, from ESPN to ABC, and the Tiger basketball team beats Mississippi State and Purdue to open at 2-0. A busy Friday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, November the 27th, 2020. Hope all is well. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you are off work today. I hope you're not stuck outside some retail setting trying to bust the doors down to get some good deals today. But I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. A lot to do today. A lot going on today. We are going to talk about the Clemson-Pittsburgh game, give you what Pittsburgh looks like, maybe some of their key players, some of the key things to look at today or tomorrow's game. 3:30 in Death Valley, Senior Day, Military Appreciation Day. We'll get into all that and also discuss the other ones like Georgia-South Carolina, like Auburn-Alabama, like today's game, Notre Dame and North Carolina. There's a big Iowa State-Texas game today, a bunch of games today. We'll give you that score or what that TV a little bit later on and what comes on what time channel and what time. Clemson basketball has a great couple of days down in Melbourne, Florida. Two 11-point victories, 53-42 win over Mississippi State, 81-70 win over Purdue. The Tigers had just, you know, for the first time since the 1950s, two wins over two Power 5 teams to open the season. They win a low-scoring game and a high-scoring game. I like that. There's a lot of depth, a lot of talent, a lot of blend of youth and experience, and we'll give you an idea who played well coming out of that. As I told you during the open, Joe Ngata, Clemson sophomore wide receiver, has surgery to relieve his pain on an abdomen/rib injury, and they're saying he is out till the postseason now. So he's out the next 2 weeks. He might be back for the ACC championship game. Nick Saban is out with COVID. Now, he really has it this time. There won't be any false positives. False positives are scary, but Nick Saban does have it, and he will not be on the sidelines for the Alabama-Auburn game in Tuscaloosa coming up tomorrow afternoon. We had NFL yesterday. Houston defeated Detroit 41-25. Deshaun Watson had a great game. The Washington Football Club beat Dallas 41-16. On their Turkey Day deal, and we didn't have Steelers-Ravens last night. As a matter of fact, they moved it to Sunday, but some are saying that might not happen on Sunday now. Lamar Jackson among those testing positive for COVID. Again, I have all the TV, so I have some lines, because we hadn't gone over any lines today. We'll go over that. Do our biggie games of the week. Ask about an interesting thought about what Clemson will team will see coming up tomorrow. There's a factor of not playing as long as they played. Will it be a positive or a negative? We'll ask about that. Big recruiting weekend for Clemson this weekend on unofficial visits. We'll tell you three visitors that is coming to town. Dabo talked about the run game and the RPO game. I can tell you some of his quotes. We'll get to that a little bit later on as well. I have a weather update for you for tomorrow's game and for this weekend and travel. We'll get that for you as well. And it just feels weird that we're the Friday after Thanksgiving, which is usually previewing Clemson and South Carolina week, but instead we're going to preview Georgia, South Carolina, and preview Pittsburgh and Clemson. We'll talk to Scott Reimer about that coming up. Speaking of Scott Reimer, at 7:05 this morning, Tiger pregame show number 239, and 237 of those previous 238 dates, we actually played a football game the next day. Not necessarily last week, but the streaker continues with the Tiger pregame show. We'll talk to him about what time and where and what that's going to sound like tomorrow. At 7:25 this morning, Josh Williams will join us. Boy, he's got a big full plate of sharp money, ticket counts, trends, what it all looks like, and give you some tips there. And then at 7:50 this morning, our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. Certainly looking forward to that. We'll hear from you later today as well. I know in segment two, John will go over the schedule for games and just a busy, busy show combining college football, college basketball, NFL, and just a busy, busy weekend for you. The producer of this and many of the shows, the engineer of this and many of the shows as well, the Anderson native, the most eligible bachelor in the upstate of South Carolina, therefore the keeper of the rose, John_Height in the Twitter world. Thank you, 3424. And our host, our honored host of segment number two, Mr. John Height. How you doing back in the studio, buddy?
Morning, Mickey. I'm doing well. How you doing this morning over there at Chick-fil-A?
Doing great. This is our... our next to last Chick-fil-A College Football Friday, and where did the season go? Where did it go? But we're here, and we're looking forward to it. People are flying through the drive-thru, and just busy back to normal. They were closed yesterday, they were telling me, but just a busy back to normal day here. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was fantastic, Mickey. Had parents came up, and we spent it with a lady and her family, and did a nice little brunch yesterday and then a big old meal last night. So it was just great to be able to have the time to take off and be with family and just enjoy it. How about you?
Have the two families gotten together before? Or is this the first time?
They've gotten together before.
Oh, so they've hit it off now. So they get, you know.
Oh, yeah. They're just yeah. You know, friends all getting together.
Yeah, there you go. And then, you know, they'll... first of, or second of many or third of many, buddy, because, you know, you know how that works. So
yeah, I'm aware.
All right. No, we had a great time. I went down to the Midlands of South Carolina yesterday and picked up Meredith and Drake, and we went to my sister's house and had a big wing ding there. Nice Thanksgiving meal there, and Drake loves it. She lives on a farm there, so he was playing with every four-wheeler and all the cars and all the things to ride, all the tractors and everything there. So, man, he had an absolute blast and didn't take a nap. So we got in the car, and 30 seconds later in that car seat, he was gone.
Out.
Oh, man, out like a light.
Good for him.
Yeah, yep. We're going to do it all again today down at her place. So just to, you know, really looking forward to getting down there and watching some football today. John, we have a busy, busy day today, man. There's a lot going on today, huh?
A lot of top 25 football going on today.
Yes.
Iowa State, Texas at noon. Little Notre Dame, North Carolina at 3:30.
There you go.
What a Friday. You got Lady Tiger basketball tonight, 5 o'clock, right here on The Roar. Be sure to tune in. Game number two.
They're 1-0. Who do we play? Do you know? Do we know who we play?
I should know. I think it's PC.
Okay, good.
PC.
We have...
beat Furman on Wednesday, 1-0.
There you go. You're going to dominate the state this year, except for maybe one team. Oregon State tonight, 15th ranked Oregon. Goes to Corvallis. You have, you know, Iowa's ranked at 3-2. They'll crush Nebraska up in Iowa City at 1 o'clock today. So we'll give you the whole TV stuff today. I hope you have the day off, everybody else, because that's two big football games, especially the Iowa Texas game at noon. Then that North Carolina Notre Dame game. It's gonna be a lot of fun to watch. That
game is massive.
Yeah, we had one game last night. Utah State got its first win of the year. They beat New Mexico, who's still searching for their first win. Andrew Peasley threw for 239 yards and three touchdowns. Utah State won 41-27. Tomorrow, among the big games tomorrow, well, Penn State 0-5, Michigan 2-3 will normally be a pretty big game. Pretty uniforms and big stadium, but not a huge game there. As a matter of fact, the early games aren't great games tomorrow because of some cancellations and things along these lines. Clemson has moved because of cancellations. Clemson's moved from ESPN to ABC, so do your DVR stuff accordingly. Clemson, a 24-point favorite over 5-4 Pittsburgh coming to town.
Game time hasn't changed, correct?
Game time has not changed. 3:30. Network has from ESPN to ABC. Auburn and Alabama, 3:30 on CBS tomorrow. You have the Egg Bowl. Everybody's been talking about the Egg Bowl forever since the two head coaches were named. Well, we got Kiffin versus Leach. A little shine taking off the Mississippi State star with this, but 4 o'clock, that's an SEC network game. You have LSU and A&M tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. You get Georgia, South Carolina at 7:30. No one's saying a word about it because the Gamecocks have an interim coach, but we'll be destroyed. But JT Daniels goes on the road for the first time. We'll talk about that a little bit. So anyway, that's where we are. We do have cancellations. We know now that Tennessee Temple, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Tulsa, Houston, and Louisiana Tech and Florida International have been postponed. In case you didn't stay up and see it last night, Clemson basketball beats Purdue 81-70. Now, in game one, Amir Sims played 8 minutes, scored 4 points, grabbed one rebound. He was in foul trouble. In game two last night, Amir Sims played 27 minutes, scored 24 points, and grabbed three rebounds. The Tigers shot the basketball extremely well, 49% from the field, 35 from three. They made 10 threes. They were 87% from the free throw line. The only negative from last night, they got out rebounded 37-24, but that's because they shot the ball so well. Didn't give up a ton of didn't have a whole lot of offensive rebounds. Defensive rebounds were pretty close, but with Purdue only shooting 44%, they had more chances for defensive rebounds. Clemson was dominant. You had four guys in double figures last night, including with outside of Sims. That Nick Honor, in his second game as a Tiger, had 17 points, including 4 3-pointers. How about Jonathan Bear hitting 2 3-pointers last night and scoring 11 points? And Dawes had 10 points in his 29 minutes coming off of the bench. This is a deep basketball team. Last night, within the first 8 minutes, they played Tyson, Sims, Hunter, Honor, Trapp, Hall, Bear. Later on, Kidd, Dawes, Hemingway, Prosper, Newman. I mean, it's a deep, deep basketball team. And they're playing 12 deep right now and playing really well right now. So a nice win, 2-0. We'll see how those teams are. I think Mississippi State has backcourt issues. But Purdue is another strong, two strong post games out of both those teams. And Clemson held up defensively there. I thought it was great wins, John, for the Tigers with both of those wins.
Oh, yeah, huge ones.
Yep. What's on tap for segment number two?
We're going to go over football games for this weekend. We're going to start with some of the games today and really dive into mostly the ACC and a little SEC football for tomorrow.
Looking forward to that, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Cannot wait for that. Hey, our friends at Roosters MGC, that's Roosters Men's Grooming Center. Get your hair cut like a man. You don't have to go to the salon anymore. You don't have to listen to the little chickens chirping over there. We'll do our twerping elsewhere, I should say. Let Roosters take care of you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center. In the upstate of South Carolina, they got one in Greenville. It's off of Pelham Road. It's the Plaza Pelham, right beside Duck Donuts. That's a pretty good day right there. Get some donuts after a nice haircut, nice shave, nice trim that beard. Get that neck massage, that head massage. Get that straight razor trim as well. Let them take care of you at Roosters. It's roostersmgc.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Segment two from Chick-fil-A of Clemson with John Height right after this.
Shop Kohl's Black Friday Super Deals and get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent, plus an extra 15% off. Save on Google Smart Home products. Get Amazon tablets $39.99, Sharper Image earbuds $19.99, and get 50% off games and toys, plus free store pickup. Shop Black Friday Super Deals Thursday and Friday only at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select style. Select deals valid November 26th and 27th only. Limited quantity while supplies last. Then rain checks. 15% offer valid November 22nd through the 27th with promo code ENJOY15. Offers and coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or calls.com for details.
Let's get moving together this fall with a new set of Cooper, Tayo, or Nitto tires from the Pendleton Tire Company. From November 12th through the 30th, visit the Pendleton Tire Company to take advantage of the Moving Together tire promotion. Purchase four new Cooper, Tayo, or Nitto tires and receive a $70 rebate by mail. See Zach or Joey for complete details and check them out at PendletonTire.com. Void where prohibited. Visit TBC-rebates.com/NTW for full details. Game day starts with the Priority One Tiger pregame show presented by Granger Nissan and Ingles Markets. Join Scott Reimer and Kelly Gramlich for all the info you need going into the game only on The Roar.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Don't be a turkey. Recycle your used cooking oil at Greenville County's residential waste and recycling centers and Twin Chimneys landfill. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 243-9672 or go to GreenvilleCounty.org. And happy Thanksgiving from the Greenville County Solid Waste Division.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best Darn Garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been on our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Trucks, trucks, and more trucks. If you've been thinking about a new Ford truck, you need to stop by Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. With over 100 new F-150s, F-250s, and Rangers in stock and on the way, you're bound to find one that suits your needs. In the Ford business for almost 60 years, the Edwards family guarantees you'll get the best price and more for your trade. Plus, they'll never charge you a dealer fee. To see current inventory, visit edwardsautosales.net or stop in at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Unstoppable products, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning to bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Get special financing for 15 months. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. Call 864-662-3362 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's 864-662-3362 for this and other exclusive offers. Unstoppable solutions, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, your hometown independent train dealer. Visit us online at pitmanac.com.
It's hard to stop a train.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today. 225-5351. Go Tigers!
Interested in social work? How about engineering?
Maybe you want to be a teacher or financial manager. At Tri-County, their university transfer program is designed to put you on the pathway of your dreams. You see, their general education courses are anything but general. Their expert advisors will help you select the courses that will provide the smoothest transition with the greatest number of transfer credits to a four-year college or university. Start there. Save money. Succeed at whatever's next. TCTC.edu/transfer.
From the Priority One Security Studios, all the sports you need and some you didn't even know you needed. We are the Roar.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Holy City Exteriors, located down in the Low Country and in the upstate now, want to help you out when it comes to roofing. When it comes to windows or siding or decks or shutters, they do an awesome job, and they just want to talk to you. You can text in a question right now at Holy City Exteriors. They'd love to answer any of your questions that way, or you can call in for a free estimate to here in the upstate of South Carolina. The new number now, 864-549-3000, 864-549-3000. Down in Charleston, it's 843-789-4123. When it comes to fast roof repair, roof replacement, residential roofing, single roof or shingle roofing, or looking at hail damage or storm damage, any of those great windows, those shutters, you know, the composite the colonial shutters or the aluminum Bahama shutters, they do an awesome job. And so anything you need in the upstate of South Carolina right now, they're coming north for us, boys and girls. It's the Holy City Exteriors, taking care of anything outside decks. Like I said, anything on the outside of your home, they're going to do for you. It's Holy City Exteriors. Check them out online. Ask questions online. It's holycityexteriors.com. Segment two with Mr. John Height.
Mickey, there's a pretty good slate of football between today and tomorrow, and let's just go ahead and dive right into it. But it all starts today, in my opinion, the biggest game of the day and arguably one of the biggest ones of the entire weekend. And that's number two Notre Dame at number 19 North Carolina. I'm fascinated by this matchup. Can North Carolina put up as many points as they like to do? Can Sam Howell and that offense get going? Or will that Notre Dame defense stifle them and, you know, play ball control, keep away with them with Ian Book and company?
The keep away is a great way to put it. That's what they're going to try to do. I feel like this one comes down to almost like a tennis match in that you got to hold serve. I mean, you have to get points, and almost assuredly when you're playing against North Carolina, you got to get points every single time you touch the ball. I mean, that anytime you punt, anytime you turn it over, you're getting the ball back to one of the best offenses that we have seen. Let me remind you that in their last four games, they scored 48 against NC State, 41 against Virginia, 56 against Duke, and 59 against Wake Forest. Now, Notre Dame's defense is much better, and Notre Dame will control the clock in this one. But Notre Dame has pressure to score, and I do think that Notre Dame's going to win the game. I think that they will – I don't think North Carolina will have any answers for them offensively. But look, North Carolina – I mean defensively, but North Carolina's going to have bigger issues. And this will come down to turnovers. The Tar Heel defense is going to need to force turnovers and give the – you know, Sam Howell and this explosive offense the ball back in, you know, faster fashion and give them, you know – Not force punts as much because they're not going to stop them, but force some turnovers. With that said, I think Notre Dame kind of smells the goal line now, kind of sees that the end is so close now, so near now, and this national championship, college football playoffs, ACC championship game is so in sight for them. I think North Carolina's going to win, and in that 40-something to 30-something maybe, in that you know, the game still be in the balance in the fourth quarter, John, but I just don't see North Carolina stopping Notre Dame. And I can see Notre Dame a couple times at least stopping North Carolina.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Notre Dame's defense, I think if they're able to get two or three stops, you know, especially one or two there in the second half, I think their offense is going to – North Carolina's defense, I don't really foresee putting up much of a fight today. I just think they're outmatched by Notre Dame's offensive line.
Yeah, the lines of scrimmage will certainly be a big factor. There's no doubt about that. And then, look, Notre Dame, with those three tight ends they play, those big wide receivers they play, it's a tough matchup. They're going to be able to run the ball. Both these teams will be balanced. But,
you know, the difference is Notre Dame's defense will outshine North Carolina's defense and give them, again, a couple more at-bats. And I don't see how in the world North Carolina stops Notre Dame any drive.
I don't either.
Barring penalties or turnovers.
No, those tight ends are just an absolute matchup nightmare. Yep. Sticking in the ACC, we'll move over to Saturday. NC State, Syracuse, I think State blows them out. Syracuse, I think, is just trying to find the quickest way to get done with this year.
Yep.
At 3:30, Pittsburgh at Clemson, which I know we'll dive into a ton today. I will say one thing I'm very intrigued by, obviously Clemson's health and, you know, the fact that we haven't seen Clemson in a month. You know, it'll be that's interesting in itself. But when you look at this matchup, when Pittsburgh's offense, the last couple of games, once Kenny Pickett has returned, they've been putting points up in the 40s. Now, they haven't played a defense as good as Clemson's the last couple of weeks. But that Kenny Pickett air attack is going to have that Clemson secondary awake and ready for it tomorrow.
Pickett against Virginia Tech, 35 of 52 for 404 yards, two touchdowns and a pick. You know, the surprising part of that game was they ran it pretty well also. They ran it for 153 and three touchdowns. So, you know, they had 556 yards of offense. But now remember when Pitt suffered its losses, for the most part, Pickett wasn't in there. They went, you know, had to go second-team quarterback because of injuries. But this, when he is healthy, this offense looks different, looks totally different. And Pittsburgh, certainly, you go back to the Florida State game. Let me do this while we've got a chance to do it. Again, 556 for the last game. In the previous game, in their win, their 41-17 win in Tallahassee, in that game, Pickett went 21 of 27. Now, just 210 yards. They also ran for 148, so pretty much balanced through that. They run with a bunch of different guys offensively there. But in this one, you know, Pickett provides them a pretty good downfield throwing game. I don't think what Boston College is, but similar in some ways to what Boston College tries to do offensively. So we'll see. Clemson's secondary, their pass rush, will have to play much better than they played in a couple of games this season. They'll be tested tomorrow through the year.
Oh, very much so. This is going to be one of the best passing attacks Clemson has played all year. I'm very intrigued to see, you know, in Notre Dame when you lose Turner and Zanders and I think it was Booth, the other corner, that went out.
Yeah.
It's tough. So I'm interested to see the health of those guys. And, you know, they're not going to be able to have a slow ease back into this thing. I mean, it's going to be full speed. They got to be ready to play.
No doubt. No doubt about that.
At 4 o'clock tomorrow, there's a pretty interesting game, in my opinion. That's Louisville at Boston College. What does Louisville look like this week with the Scott Satterfield rumors to South Carolina? Obviously, they have shot those down. But then again, that's still something that gets talked about. And then BC, after kind of, you know, the big almost win against Clemson, the loss to Notre Dame, kind of where are they at this point in the season? But I think Djurkovic and Halfley's defense, and, you know, of course, it's not a week here at the Mickey Pollard Show if I don't mention the name Zay Flowers for Boston College. I think they're going to be too much for Louisville to handle.
You know, interestingly enough, Josh sent me a text on Sunday or Monday saying, boy, you talk about fishy lines, why is Louisville favored? Now, that has flipped. Boston College is now a 1-point favorite. I don't understand this spread. To me, I don't get that at all. Maybe they know something we don't know, but I don't get that spread at all. Louisville is coming off of a 30-0 win against Syracuse, but everybody beat Syracuse. It's been an extremely disappointing season for Scott Satterfield. They've not taken a step forward. They're 3-6. They need this win, certainly to kind of build for next season moving forward. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think Boston College is a much better football team right now. They're playing at home, and, you know, in a COVID world, you don't know, but it just seems to me that after watching these teams all year, Boston College is by far the better team, especially at home.
Absolutely. And in what is the dumpster fire game of the Atlantic Coast Conference this weekend, Duke at Georgia Tech. This one is in our pick-up contest, and I had no idea what to do. I ended up going Duke. I don't know why. I'm not really sure. That's what I went with. I have a tough time getting a read on this game.
I'm with you on this one. Georgia Tech is, first of all, Tech hadn't played since the Notre Dame game. That was, what's the
date
of that?
Was that before the Clemson Notre
Yes.
Dame game?
Yeah,
the week
yeah.
before the Clemson
yeah,
Notre
yeah,
Dame game.
Yeah. That game was, Heck, that was back. That was in maybe October. Have they not played?
That'd have been
in
Halloween.
November?
Yeah, that'd have been the Halloween weekend.
They didn't play a football game. Have not played a football game in November.
Mm.
So with an open date, a Pittsburgh postponement, and a Miami postponement, they're gonna try to make these games up later. But I mean, how do you know? We'll talk about this with Clemson later on, John. Is it rest or rust?
Yeah.
You know, one way you look at it is you hopefully get healthy and you know we're very well rested. But you take 3 or 4 weeks off in a season, and now you're talking about is there rust involved in this thing?
You got to get back into it, yeah.
Yeah. Now, both these teams, early on in the season, back when they used to play football, both these teams just turned it over like crazy. And it's played bad football as a result of just turning the football over. So, again, it looks like to me that two bad teams are playing. Looks like turnovers might be the biggest factor.
And finally in the ACC this weekend, down in Doak Campbell, Virginia at Florida State. Barring any COVID issues now, we don't know if they'll be playing. We don't know what Florida State's how they're going to feel about this. But I still think that Florida State, there's not much in the tank for them. I think with all these opt-outs, all these changes, all the injuries, transfers, I think if Virginia and Armstrong are healthy, I think Virginia goes into Doak Campbell and gets a win.
There is some talk about Florida State and COVID. There is some talk about them not being able to play. We'll find out.
Oh, the irony.
On the other side of it, one of the things lost in the season, we talked about Wake Forest with playing well in the second half of the season. One of the things that is lost in this season is that Virginia's on a 3-game winning streak. You know, Virginia beat a good North Carolina team, beat Louisville, and then beat Abilene Christian last week. But Virginia's at 4-4 with a chance, and they still have Virginia Tech coming up later on, still have Boston College next week. But there's a chance Virginia could finish the season with a winning record. And when they were 1-3, or 1-4, I should say, in a 4-game losing streak, it didn't look too good. But they turned their season back around. And that's good coaching. That's A, getting healthy. But that's Bronco Mendenhall turning this program back in the right direction and giving them some momentum headed towards next year. That's what a lot of teams are playing for.
Right.
Is next year. You know, one of the biggest issues, and you'll see it this time of year, you'll see it in the bowl games as well, is teams that their goals still aren't in front of them and they're kind of riding the thing out. Well, that's where coaching does take over, and that's where you know the film doesn't lie. You're playing for spring ball, and you're playing for next year's depth chart, and what that looks like. So who's motivated, who's looking forward to playing well, we'll see. But to me, Virginia just has so many more answers than Florida State does at this time.
And I want to let's jump over to the SEC real quick. Two games that I'm really intrigued by this weekend: the Iron Bowl. Auburn at Alabama, and then Georgia at South Carolina. I think Alabama uses we don't have Saban, used it as a rallying cry, as a motivating tool. And from a talent standpoint, Alabama is just far superior to Auburn. And kind of can be the same for Georgia at South Carolina. I think they're far more talented. South Carolina, what are they playing for at this point? Can Mike Bobo rally the troops at all with a depleted secondary? And now apparently, Air Bulldog going on in Athens. I'm fascinated by that game as well.
Well, both games are at least three touchdowns spreads. Georgia's a 21.5-point favorite at South Carolina. Alabama's a 24.5-point favorite at home against a ranked Auburn squad. So that's interesting. I'm surprised you did not think of or want to talk about Mississippi State.
The Egg Bowl. I think that it's a game that I've been excited about since January when both these coaches were hired. But I think when you look at it, I think Ole Miss's offense is, we talk about what are the four out of the four units, each team's offense and defense. Ole Miss's offense is by far the most superior unit on the field. And I just don't see Mississippi State being able to put as many. I mean, would they put up 24 against Georgia?
Look, I think
they're going to need more than 24. Oh, they played well against Georgia. Great against Georgia. Yeah, I thought they were going to.
They put up 24 on Georgia's defense. One way to look at it is what we'd be able to do it against Ole Miss's defense, because Ole Miss's defense is just bad.
It's just awful. It's going to be a shootout.
So, yeah, I think that's a pretty good game.
And am I the only one that found it weird that they didn't play that game last night? That game's usually on Thanksgiving.
Usually on a Thursday. At least play the thing on a Friday a little bit to kind of get you away from that a little bit. And then the other thing is LSU's found itself a little bit as of late. They go to Kyle Field tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Now, A&M's still a 14.5-point favorite through all that.
But LSU could throw a wrench into everything, at least for trying to get that four spot. You know, because A&M's only hoping for chaos from other teams. They don't need chaos for themselves.
Yeah, I just don't see a clear path for A&M right now. I think of the top eight teams, A&M has the worst path.
I agree. Even though they're at five, they have the worst path into the playoff.
A&M will win that one, I think. I think Ole Miss wins. I think Bama wins. I think Georgia wins. We'll talk more Georgia-South Carolina later. Vanderbilt, Missouri, and Kentucky arm punting it against Florida. Florida's a 25-point favorite there. But interestingly enough, if the Ole Miss line will move up a half a point, they're 9.5-point favorites. If it move up a half a point on rivalry, what is normally rivalry weekend in college football, of the six SEC games, if it will move up a half a point, all six will be double-digit games.
Wow.
Florida and all of them will be, except for Ole Miss and Mississippi State, all of them at least two touchdown games. Florida's a 25-point favorite. Missouri's a 14.5-point favorite. Alabama's 24.5-point favorite. A&M's 14.5-point favorite. Georgia's 21.5-point favorite. All this build up to SEC and these big, huge weekends, and it didn't turn out to be that way for sure, no doubt. We have national games to talk about. Also have an interesting thought of what this or what the spreads would look like in a potential college football playoff. I don't know if you saw that or not. I'll let you guess on that a little bit also. So we'll get to that. We're at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. An open phone line segment when we come back. And then all guests in our second hour, get in touch with us. Carolina Heating, Carolina Generators. You know, we've got a little bit of a chill in the air today. Reminds me to tell you that we're going to have some ice storms. We're going to have some down trees. We're going to have some power outages in the winter. We always do. Don't get caught. If your business doesn't have a standby generator right now helping you run your business, you're going to lose customers, and your competition already has it, so to take care of that. If they don't and you do, then you certainly gain customers. If you have medical issues at your home, if you don't want to lose any of your stuff in your refrigerator during these power outages, now you don't know how long that power is going to be out. CarolinaGenerators.com, CarolinaHeating.com, 24/7 emergency service in case things do happen to your heating and air conditioning unit. Get those great Generac generators at CarolinaHeating.com. We'll open up phone lines for a segment from Chick-fil-A of Clemson on a College Football Friday right after this.
Here's Tom Hill from Katazoom Wraps.
A wrap can be anything from graphics on a vehicle to graphics on a wall to graphics on a floor. A vehicle wrap is like a mobile billboard, and it works for you 24/7. It can be anything from just getting your name and your logo on your vehicle to a complete full wrap. What separates us, I would say, is that we're a full service in-house. We do everything from design to printing to installation. We're going to handle it soup to nuts. The number one thing is customer satisfaction. We want to put out a quality product. We want people to be happy. We want people to turn around and tell somebody else, hey, these guys, if you go with them, they're going to take care of you. If we wrap a vehicle and somebody in turn starts to generate revenue from it and book business, that's what we're all about, is to help other businesses grow their business.
Check them out online at katazoom.com. That's katazoom.com.
It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah.
Okay, then snag a tangy, tender pulled pork barbecue sandwich combo only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit engineeredsleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
Plenty of certified pre-owned Fords available now at Edwards Auto Sales in Valhalla. All have been through Ford's 172-point inspection program and come with extras like a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and roadside assistance. In the Ford business for almost 60 years, the Edwards family guarantees that you'll get the best price and more for your trade. Plus, they'll They'll never charge you a dealer fee. To see current inventory, visit edwardsautosales.net or stop in at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
At the Healthcare Clinic, our doctors, therapists, and health coaches have been where you are. Here's what they have to say.
I'm Coach Amber, and I lost 100 pounds and started my own meal prep company.
I'm Coach Lou. I was pre-diabetic at the age of 30. I lost 27 pounds of fat and reversed my blood sugar.
I'm Coach Katie, and I'm a diabetic. I was able to reverse my A1C from 7.5 down to 5.4.
They guarantee results in 30 days or your money back. Buy one program, get one free. Call 1-877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
In these challenging times, Barham Smith and Archinold, a medical malpractice firm in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charleston, is accessible during regular business hours. Call and arrange a video meeting or in-person meeting to assist with your medical malpractice concerns. The health and well-being of your family is paramount, and Parham Smith and Archinold is dedicated to ensuring you're taken care of. Parham Smith and Archinold. Call 242-9008. Online at parhamlaw.com.
Get more energy, drive, stamina, and libido with Bulgarian Tribulus Testosterone Booster by EC Sports. Feel the male-boosting benefits within 24 hours. Boost your free testosterone levels with the most potent Tribulus on the market. Manufactured in the upstate, EC Sports Tribulus will boost your testosterone and blood flow, giving you more energy, drive, stamina, libido, and strength. Unleash your full potential in all aspects of life with Bulgarian Tribulus by EC Sports, the ultimate testosterone booster. Use code BEN for 20% off your order at upstatemuscle.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
No road, no problem. Get to where you're going with a truck loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. Prepare for the drive of your life with our low rates and easy application process. Set your budgets with our online auto loan calculator or get started right away on your application in Founders Online at foundersfcu.com/auto. On the move already and looking for a lower payment? Refinance with Founders and lock in your low rate today. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
It's the Black Friday sale at Ace. Visit acehardware.com to get your coupon for 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online this Friday only. Find the perfect gifts for everyone on your list from some of our best brands and more. Save big on Black Friday with 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online only at Ace. Must present coupon to redeem. Offer valid at participating stores and acehardware.com on regular priced items. Limit one. Exclusions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Saria Sicosio with Prisma Health. With COVID-19 rates still high, let's unite to slow the spread of the virus. Remember to wear a mask, practice social distancing, and wash your hands often. We're all together, 864.
Missed a show? No worries. Catch every hour of every show on our webpage, WCCPFM.com. We are The Roar.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Tiger Sports, you know, you're doing your Black Friday stuff today, maybe doing a little online today, tigersports.com, the convenient locations of College Avenue and Tiger Boulevard, both locations, downtown Clemson, and the highway location here at Clemson. At the highway location, they have the drive-through, so you don't want to get out maybe, and you can order online or call in advance and then just go pick it up through a drive-through, so you can't beat that. Pretty cool. The Nike, the Russ Athletic Champions, Cutter and Buck, Columbia Sportswear, some great-looking stuff, some great gifts. Gift cards are always welcome to the host of the show, certainly. Think about Tiger Sports in this holiday season, in this buying season, and make that Clemson fan get something special and make their year end up great with something from Tiger Sports, both locations in Clemson, and then also TigerSports.com. Welcome back. Chick-fil-A of Clemson on a College Football Friday, next to last College Football Friday of the year, so we talk about that a little bit. You know what? I'm trying to think if we did the ACC championship stuff. We'll find that out and get that to you later on. We'll open up phone lines in this segment. Josh Williams, 725. Scott Reimer, 705. Jinx Inc. Realty, 750. So a lot to do in the next hour. Let's get to our phone lines now, where Delvin checks in early on a Friday. Good morning, Delvin. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy belated Thanksgiving to you.
You too, man. Everything go well. Get that belly full and enjoy the Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, everything was great, man. Good to hear that Drake had a little good time on the tractors and the four
wheelers. I appreciate you saying that, Delvin. That's he was in hog heaven yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I always ask you this, Mickey, being that it's been 3 weeks off of Clemson, what's the key for Clemson? Just to get off to a good start and get a victory against a tough Pittsburgh team. I believe against a tough Pittsburgh team tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I think there's on both sides of the ball. I've got, well, on defense, I got a couple of three actually, and one big one on offense. On defensively, I think you have to pressure Pickett. Pickett is not the most athletic guy back there. He can run a little bit, escape the pocket a little bit, but I think you need to pressure him first and foremost. You have to affect him. Secondly, something that we didn't see a couple times here recently is the secondary has to react to the ball in the air and have to play the ball in the air better. I think Pittsburgh's going to throw it 50 times tomorrow. And so there's going to be some opportunities for those balls to be tipped around and make plays in the secondary. And then third is that they've got to make Pittsburgh one-dimensional. If Pittsburgh can come in here and run it for 150 yards, it's going to make for a long day. That stop the run. No, get Pickett in throwing downs, affect him, and then react to the ball in the air. Offensively, the RPO game, I think, is going to be big tomorrow. Trevor is very good at the RPO game. And loosen up that A-gap, loosen up those linebackers with some good throws across the middle on the RPOs, and then Etienne will bust one or two in there, and the running game gets going again. The Tigers have to run the ball better. Dabo talked about it on Tuesday. Running the ball better is also, or part of the production of the run game is that RPO game, and they're passing it better this year. They're going to set a record for throwing the ball this year and passing yards this year because everybody's so hell-bent on shutting the run down. So maybe the run game does open up with Trevor back in there. And then finally, is it rest or rust? You know, if you don't play for 3 weeks, if Trevor hadn't played in over a month now, is he going to be rested or is he going to be rusty? Are the Tigers, will they be rested or rusty? I'd like for him to come out and look sharp tomorrow early and get in a rhythm on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you about the RPO game. I think if DJ would have been healthy, I think they would have beaten Notre Dame because I think when they had to run the clock out at the end, I think he would have ran the ball. But
right.
Just, but his shoulders hurt. But I think you would have seen that a lot. And what about Devil not being committed? I think you asked, well, we've seen a lot more DJ. And he just said, something about, you know, coach speed. I think we're going to see DJ playing in this game, too, a couple of series, Mike, because that's what I think.
Yes.
But I want to get to the basketball. It's good to see, Mickey, you know what happens when you stay healthy? You can play great. Jonathan Barrett is staying healthy, and Clyde Trapp, he dunked last night. I know he healthy because he dunked. When those two guys are healthy, they can play good, and what a game by Barrett, man. Hitting three-pointers, him and Amir Sanders, man, they're gonna be sneaky out there. I think, you know, what they do, they're going to make the big man play. Play the whole, like, half court, like, come out from underneath the basket. They're going to be key for Clemson on offense. They can get their three-pointers.
I agree with everything they're doing. They played 12 players yesterday. There's going to be some nights where some guys are hot, some nights where they're not. And what that means is guys are playing no more than 20, 25 minutes a game when you got 12 out there. And so that means on the defensive end they can really go hard. And you're seeing, I thought the low post defense was pretty good. You know, they forced 20 turnovers in each game, or a total of 40 turnovers.
Night.
Yeah, 13 steals. It was a great defensive effort. And I tell you something else I love. In game one, it was definitely a defensive battle, and they won by holding Mississippi State to 42 points. Last night, the game opened up a little bit, and he had some offensive opportunities, and they won by scoring in the 80s. I talk about this all the time. Good football teams can win close, low-scoring, bad-weather games and win high-scoring shootouts. Good baseball teams can win pitcher's duels or bomb fest. Good basketball teams can win games in the 40s or win games in the 80s or 90s. And it's nice to see Clemson winning two different kinds of games this weekend or this week.
Yeah, but it's good to see Jonathan Bell play good, man.
Oh man, I didn't know he's a 3-point shooter. No, nobody ever told me he got to shoot the three.
I didn't either, but I was like, you know, how you be watching the game, you're like, no.
Yes.
I was like,
oh,
wow.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. And I'm gonna tell you this, John. I'm gonna tell you this. Nick Saban gonna be involved that game Saturday. I don't care how it's all going. I think you're going to be a water game Saturday. You're going to be a water game Saturday, Ricky.
Well, it'll be the strongest cell service ever in Bryant Denny Stadium, that's for sure.
He might do the Bobby Valentine mustache or something, man. You know, I don't know. He's not supposed to be, and I know they cut off communications. You're not supposed to do it, but maybe he wheels him or something.
Mickey is Nick Saban.
I know.
He's gonna find a way to be involved somehow, and I think there's gonna be a good. I think there's gonna be a good chance for Steve Sarkisian to get out a job out there. If he does great, you know, maybe there'll be some jobs out there to look at him. And Mickey, you talking about the games being canceled? What about Colorado? Say, hey, you know what? San Diego State, you had your game canceled. We'll play against each other.
Yeah, I like that. I like the idea that we because somebody can't play, doesn't mean we can't play. Let's line up. Let's play the thing. Let's you know. Let's compete and have a good time doing it, no doubt.
Yeah, but thanks for my call, man. It's great
Thank
to hear
you,
that
Deb.
Dre had a great time. Dre had a great time on Thanksgiving, man.
Well,
riding with us and playing the tractors and stuff.
Well, he had a great time, and Mary and I took him out on a Kubota and went down through the farm and looking at tractors and all. It was great. I appreciate you saying that, Deb, and I hope you have a great day, a great weekend.
You man, you do same, man. Thanks,
John. I'm gonna send you a picture of Drake on his tractor.
May tweeted out man. For the people.
Yeah, man, he's that joker's into it yesterday. Now he had a great time, no doubt about that. I think tomorrow is a really good opportunity for Steve Sarkisian. I'm pulling for Sarkisian. I've never had to battle alcohol addiction, and I know he had an alcohol problem at one point in time in his life. I understand he's doing great with that. Also, remember he had the health issues. Had the heart issues and had procedures, I think, on his heart. So he's facing some uphill battles here. With that said, I'm pulling for him. I hope he gets everything in order there. I do have the ice cream addiction, so I know about addiction. I'm addicted to Bluebell ice cream, so I do know that. But no, on a serious note, I'm pulling for him. I hope he seems like he's turned around. I hope his health has turned around, and he's got a big one. I don't know. I guess this counts on Saban's coaching record. He won't be there. I don't think you can. It's not an interim situation, though, is it? I don't know how that works. But maybe Will Muschamp and Nick Saban get together and watch games tomorrow.
Maybe so. Yeah. Maybe they can sit around and eat some leftover turkey sandwiches.
Go over here to his lake house over in Lake Burton. You know, maybe get together and talk about a position on his staff next year for all the other coaches that are out there. You know Charlie Strong's on the Alabama staff? Did you know this?
I just assume that's where he was because any coach that gets fired or, you know, you don't hear from anymore, Nick Saban's got him in a bunker somewhere.
I didn't know that until I saw it the other day. But, yeah, how about that? He is on an Alabama staff right now. John, let me tell you about my friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. They can take care of you when it comes to your mortgage. You know, we're talking about a bunch of different competition out there. There's a bunch of different mortgage companies. There's national companies. There's dot-com companies. And there's always people out for your business. And you'll see a lot of television ads here in the next couple of days about those. I know that even though this is a national company with national buying power, but it's local people that are going to sit down across from you. Mark Hawkins has been a friend for a long time. I did my last two mortgages with him, and I loved it. It's sitting across from you. Making sure that you structure the thing for exactly what you need with your families and your needs. And I was thinking about it. You know, one advice I'm going to give Drake is, Drake, if you can't afford it, do the 15-year mortgage, man. Just think about that, cutting that mortgage in half. And make double payments at times and get it really down, if you do have 30, get that thing down to 22, 23 years, and get that kind of advice from the great friends at Prime Lending. Check them out online. It's primelendingsc.com. We have a very busy hour number two. Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing, Josh Williams. But when we come back, Scott Reimer for the Tiger Pregame Show.